morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
We got a guy who just emailed me, Brady. Not going to say his name or which store he works at, but it is a convenience store, and he just sent his pictures. Toledo, I'm going to send them to you, of Harvey Weinstein buying some Blistex or something and four bags of Gardettos.
Condoms and pastries.
Right.
That's Brady's go-to is the Gardettos. I don't think it's Gardettos.
It looks
too like, pastry-like.
I don't know. I'm seeing a Gardetto thing here.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
I just looked at it real quick.
It looks like bags of chips, but it doesn't surprise. It looks like bags of chips, like little tiny snack bags of chips. Could be full-out circular apple pies, whatever those things are.
It doesn't look like the coloring of Gardettos because I'm familiar with that.
Hey, we'll
defer.
I'll defer to the expert. If you say that they're individually wrapped apple pies, those little weird, what are those things?
Hostess?
No,
I was thinking
big.
The little scrolls, the Knott's Berry Farms cookies with the jelly in the center.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm going to, again, we defer. I've never once shopped at a Circle K or 7-Eleven or AMPM for meals. So I know you've come in with full meals.
Those are snacks, John, not meals.
He's got three bags of them.
He's heading on the road.
You think he's hitting the road? Road trip. Either way, there he is, in line.
But that was yesterday?
Very strange, yeah. So we'll post it.
When was the altercation?
Night before.
Oh, yeah, so he's getting out of Dodge.
I don't know. Why?
Because that broke out. You know what? I need to get out of here.
Maybe he's heading to Sedona.
Nah. He's fine. That's where he needs to be. Because you look at it, and you're like, I think
maybe
that's
unlike Megan, he knows road trip snacks.
Yeah, that's true. He does know road trip much better than Megan does. Yeah, be it Gardettos or those crazy weird frosted pies that evidently
you don't like the frosted pies.
His number is three. No,
those frosted turnover pies,
individually bagged up frosted pies that have been sitting on a shelf for weeks.
Yeah.
No,
they have so many preservatives that they can stay there for a year.
No, I'm not a big fan of those. I mean, I'm not going to say I'd turn it down if we're on a road trip, but it isn't choice A when I wander into the convenience store to go, you know what, I need a snack. Three individual pies should do the trick. Then again?
You bite into them. I don't remember a pie tasting like this, but
I'm not in the third trimester as a man like Harvey Weinstein. He's a little bit thicker than I am. There you go. Brady, you got to make it snappy. Gilbert Gottfried's here, and we got to get that word out. So please, an abbreviated Brady Report brought to you by Hooters starts now. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Here's a couple of fun facts. Coca-Cola wanted to raise their prices from 5 cents a bottle in 1953. So they asked the Treasury Department to start making a 7.5 cent coin.
Oh.
They declined. So Coke raised the price to 10 cents.
Yeah, smart.
And speaking
you get
of
more,
Coke,
we get more.
They're rolling out new Diet Coke flavors.
Bacon.
They're doing the kind of to combat or compete with LaCroix.
Wow.
So they'll have they're making slim cans now for the Diet Coke. It'll roll out later this month. You'll have a twisted mango, ginger lime, zesty blood orange, feisty cherry.
Why do all the fruits have to be so I don't know,
fruity?
Rambunctious?
Oh, right.
Feisty cherry,
so many
twisted
adverbs.
Mango, and yeah, why can't it just be mango? Is it not as good unless it's got an adjective in front of the mango? Mango Diet Coke. I get what
Zesty,
I need on it.
Feisty, twisted.
One last
ginger. Ginger lime is
just
two
ginger.
Different flavors, but
that's not so much an adverb.
Got a twisted mango. You got a feisty cherry.
The other quick soda reference is a guy at KFC filling up his drink. He took his empty bucket of chicken, and he's at the fountain there.
What?
He's got his Colonel
viral.
Bucket.
Oh, my God.
His KFC bucket, and he's getting himself about 3 hours worth of Diet Coke.
Wow.
You know who's behind him in line with three pies?
So he's got chicken grease in there along with
well,
my Diet Coke.
Cleaned it out.
He's put. He's at a.
You think he cleaned
out?
He's
getting
equal
time
out?
There.
First off, Diet Coke will clean out all the grease and juice.
Yeah, but he's he's going with whatever Pepsi product there is.
He's fine.
I believe he's under the Diet Pepsi
Richard
spigot.
Yeah, if you take a pan of grease and chicken stuff and pour diet soda in there, that pan is spotless. So all you do is put
it
a little layer.
Is that a Billy
a
Mays
layer
thing
there.
Or something?
No,
like that?
It's just the fact that that poison does that. I drink a lot of it.
Really?
I know what it can do. You spin it around in your kernel bucket. You pour it back into
all right,
the.
I'll try that the next.
It's
time
only
we
confusing
go.
For the next guy that there are chicken remnants in the little grill of the drain at the soda machine. Why is there so much chicken in here?
I'm a little surprised that they're watertight, the chicken buckets.
Oh, that's true. Well, maybe he plants
it. You got to drink it fast.
Very fast.
There'd be some leakage in there.
Could have been a challenge.
There's a company that just released a line of smart underwear. They have sensors that read your heart rate, temperature, and more.
Oh.
Interact with smart devices in your house, like with the Nest. If you have that hooked up, you're feeling cool.
It'll cool you.
It'll
turn your air conditioner.
Turn a signal to the Nest to turn the heat up or turn
nice.
It down.
Can it do
it'll
anything?
Also tie in with Spotify.
How about for you, Brady?
Why you still can.
Your smart underwear will connect with a family of Mexicans who paint rooms since this morning you destroyed our office.
It won't warn you.
Your underwear won't recognize that the man in the room with you.
It would say, I'm hot.
Just.
You're a little hot right now.
Absolutely. Himself sat in his filth and giggled about it for about 20 minutes.
It's $279 for four pairs.
I walked in the office this morning, and I'm like, whoa. Somebody's been doing some work.
And he knew it.
In the corner, I'm like, oh, guess who did it? Hey, Giggles. I even waved the door. That was about 5 minutes ago. I'm like, it's brutal.
You can't smell that.
Yep. Nope. I just walked in, took a wild shot in the dark. Doesn't smell at all. And I nailed it.
How
it
is that
stunk.
An argument when you've clearly just smelled it?
I pointed it out. It's not that bad.
And then I tried to take
my shirt off of my nose after being in the room for a minute, and it was still there, so I put it back, and Brett Vesley goes, still that bad? And I'm like, yes. No, it's not. Old unicorn nose. And I'm like, look, Greek sewer ass. My unicorn nose has nothing to do with this.
And you also did the story that the person who deals it likes the smell more than anybody else.
I didn't like that one. That's not true.
It was brutal.
Yeah, that was.
I literally probably.
That was hot.
He even admitted it was 5 minutes prior and the room still stunk, but turned into a cherried tomato the second I pointed it out with great glee, proving once again, dark, hideous, hateful bastard loves to put people in bad spots.
There was a car accident that happened in Florida, and this is your nightmare, John. SUV swerves off the road, goes airborne.
Uh-oh.
Stops in the forest, but it's pinned. It's racked up pretty good. The people are trapped inside, but it wrecked into a tree where there were multiple beehives.
Oh, my God. Windows up.
So it took them, the rescuers had to get the people to trade. They had to smoke the bees, get them around. People were trapped inside for about a half hour.
I think I'd rather go into a burning building than a bee-infested tree to rescue people.
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Fire's unpredictable, but bees get in your nostrils and they crawl around. You can live through the bee thing.
Yeah.
If you goof up, I guess the fire. Oh, it's a tough, tough battle.
Angry bees.
Tough battle.
Just remain calm.
People die from multiple bee stings.
Bee stings are just
time.
As bad. And it's the same way. They suffocate them. They go in your ear holes and your nose. Oh,
I do want to do the beekeeper getup one time, though.
Not me.
No?
No, I am.
I think that would be cool.
Bees are my bugaboo.
You don't like them?
I am scared of bees.
In Jacksonville, Florida, Prince Terrell Mitchell is in court for murdering Prince Terrell Mitchell, his twin brother. The only difference in their name, the middle name, is he's T-E-R-R-I-L-L. His brother, deceased brother, is T-I-R-R-E-L-L.
Oh, that's too close to be related.
Here in Arizona, 32-year-old Alberto Lopez worked at B of A in Cottonwood, but he quit back in October 2016. His bosses suspected he stole $5,000. They filed a police report. Cops tried to track him down, but he kept missing appointments and ducking their calls. They put out a warrant for his arrest. He managed to keep avoiding them. That is until December when Alberto was job hunting. He applied to be a dispatcher at the police department that was looking for him.
Oh, jeez.
They did a background check.
It looks bad for the cops.
We got our guy.
That was a little bit.
They couldn't find him until they put out a job application. He wandered in.
This will be the leader in the clubhouse this year for the Father of the Year, Christopher O'Neill Eakes. Stole his stepdaughter's 8-week-old Yorkie puppy and sold it to somebody for meth.
Who sells meth for the price of a puppy?
a Yorkie puppy.
Yorkie puppy's like $2,000.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, though. Who's the guy who's like, oh, tell you what, I got this puppy.
I got a deal for you.
I want some meth.
I've been raising some pups.
And you seem to have taken a liking to my puppy. If you've got any meth, I'll trade you straight across a puppy for meth. Oh,
all I
love
got's
puppies.
A gram.
I love puppies and I love selling meth.
I'll do it.
Done. That's just an odd transaction. That's Brady's barter town of drug dealers. Nobody's exchanging money, but you get a puppy for meth.
According to the police report, a man in his 20s went into a bar in Tallahassee, Florida on Monday night. Went into the bathroom, ripped the urinal out of the wall with his bare hands, and ran off into the woods completely naked.
Oh.
Well, it's because Hulk, you know,
they haven't been able to track down the Incredible Hulk.
So he thought.
Pretty impressive.
Very.
A Russian guy needed some alcohol. So if you're needing some alcohol, you don't have any money in Russia, what do? Steal a tank, run it through the liquor store.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. And that's what he did.
Liquor stores and tanks, both.
Rammed the tank into the glass showcase window of the liquor store and took off with one bottle of vodka.
That's all he wanted. Just happened to be a tank nearby. That's going to get the job done.
In Quebec City, Montreal, there's a hotel made of ice.
I've seen this thing.
Someone had a candle in their sleeping bag. It caught on fire.
That's no good.
They had to evacuate the entire hotel. It didn't spread too bad. A couple people got the smoke inhalation. There was some damage. They're able to repair it. The problem is on the smoke damage, now you have that ice.
Yeah.
You got to file it down to make it clear again.
Probably smells like a smoker's room. They have yurts in Sweden now that are clear.
Clear yurt?
You can go out, you can go out into the woods and sleep in your yurt. And it's just clear as a bell, but it's in the woods. They have them in like Reykjavik in Iceland too, but in Sweden they have yurts. These other things are just glass boxes you live in for a day. And there's zero privacy at all, but you're in the middle of the woods. It's like going in those shark cages and you push out into the middle of like the grizzly forest and you're in this
you're
weird
just
little
tempting
yurt.
Him.
Those aren't
these aren't the yurts. This is the hotel he's talking about.
I saw this Travel Channel thing. These people do, and they have them in Iceland too, and all
and
the wildlife.
Clear yurts?
Completely clear yurts. And then you have to say it like them, Brady. It doesn't count otherwise. Yurt. And you just lay out in there and watch the world happen around you in the middle of the forest. It's creepy looking. Yurt. I don't know why yurts aren't here.
They are. You can stay
stay in them.
There's
a yurt in the wildlife setup.
Go to Montana.
In Ohio.
Are they everywhere?
Montana's there.
Yurt
everywhere.
Festival. Why don't we do it
That's
here,
the
though,
new
in Phoenix?
Small home because you can make them a little bigger.
Well, just for like homeless people. It should be a yurt. It should be like yurt villages.
Tent City was kind of
it's yurt. Yeah. Yurt.
John, this might be the only time you might walk into a TJ Maxx.
Huh?
TJ Maxx has a 3-foot-tall, 22-pound bag of dark chocolate for sale.
Heck, get TJ Maxx chocolate. I can imagine that's not very good.
I don't know if it's TJ Maxx chocolate.
Well, because it's wholesale, right? It's
there's nothing worse than
out stuff.
But I don't want a full 20-pound bag of poor people dark chocolate.
Norwegian Cruise Line is hosting a music festival on one of their ships this week, and they gave all the people attending a letter asking for one small favor. Please do not have sex with their pizzas, because that was a problem last year on this music festival cruise. People were banging their pizzas.
What does that mean?
Is that that metal
cruise?
We
feel it's our duty to remind our guests that pizza is for eating, not for fornicating.
And it was enough of a problem that they needed a sign.
They also pointed out that the lewd and sexual acts are illegal under maritime law.
There's the yurt, the clear
that's
bubble.
That's a bubble tent.
That's a bubble tent. Isn't that cool? Find the one in the woods.
Isn't it originally an African thing, the yurts? Or
I don't
Africa?
Know.
I'm
jeez.
Sure.
Why is it going to be racial?
Oh, that's where I think the word came from.
Great. I don't see color, Brady. I just see a tent.
Or a Bedouin.
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you got against Bedouins?
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
They're dry. Hmm. This golf coach at a college in Nebraska, Bellevue University, recently was playing golf with a 61-year-old guy who's really good. So he asked him if he was eligible to play college sports. Ended up recruiting him to the golf team. So the guy is taking three classes, and he's qualified because he got a basketball scholarship to Nebraska 40 years ago.
But it's a lower
blew
level.
Blew his arm out, had to forfeit his scholarship.
Oh, wow.
So he's still eligible to play.
Hmm.
How old is he?
61.
Yeah, let's get him in there.
He's on the team. There he is.
That'll fire up the guys that do that show down the hall.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He's
got 4 years of eligibility left.
This semester, he's taking English, history, and communications.
So we can't be sexist, we can't be racist, but we can be ageist. You know, you got mentally challenged women and people who qualify to get, you know, he's eligible. Get him out there. Let him have the audition. You can't close that down by age.
You still have some skills.
If you got some eligibility left and you want to go back to
school
and
make
for the
team,
yeah. No longer, and then sue them afterwards for age discrimination.
We hear those 30-year-old dudes like going back to NAIA and playing football.
It happens
all the time.
Most of the time, Mormons after a mission.
Exactly.
Like what's that guy who played for
Napoleon.
Oklahoma State and Brandon Weeden?
Yes,
he was like 28 years old when he got drafted. Hilarious.
To jump back, John, I just watched a Hyundai Sonata cut someone off on the 60 with a bumper sticker that says, "My boss is a Jewish carpenter." How's that for passive-aggressive Bradyism?
You can't get mad at me. I'm tight with the Jesus. Yeah? Well, you cut me off, you and Jesus. I'm going to call your boss.
That's always a good one. They got these bumper stickers, God bless, and they're just going crazy.
That would be a great bumper sticker that said, "How am I driving? 1-800-GOD-LORD." Which I just want to speed up and get in front of him and go, "You're driving terribly. 1-800-F-U."
John is a clear yurt called a clirt.
Yes, it is. It's the space between a woman's thighs when she stands. No, wait. No. That's a clart. Makes a heart shape.
Right.
From her midsection to her thighs, if she's in great shape, that doesn't touch. Well, her thighs start to graze together.
You could see that.
Start to graze together just nice. Just a little tiny, maybe a 3, just a little daylight poking through from behind.
Google it, people. Clirt. Not on a work computer.
Right. Not the clirt.
No.
I don't think that's a real thing. The clart, however, so desirable. When you see that. Girl just standing there. Her legs are together, but there's just a little daylight, just a little, right where the confluence of two legs and a vagina meet. Just heart shaped.
There's a heart.
There it is. Oh, is that pretty? You Googled it. That one's too big. That's perfect. Yeah. That's the one. She's a keeper. People can take pictures of you for money.
She can stand my yurt.
Yeah, I'll let her in my
Harvey
clirt.
Weinstein's going to like you.
Yeah, Harvey's going to like this page. And sometimes it turns into thigh gap. That's too much.
Right.
I want it to touch somewhere before the knees, but just that front one was perfect. That's a good one, too. Good. Crikey. We can't have these up anymore. Knock it off. Eric's out there this morning, Safeway at 64th Street in Greenway. He's got himself tickets to the big game we're not allowed to say the real name of because it's copywritten by the NFL and they get mad. But that doesn't mean you can't go just because you called it something different. The big game, it's in February, and Safeway's giving you your chance to win tickets to Minneapolis first weekend in February. Let's get you out there watching, just get tickets, do whatever you want with them. But Eric's going to give you your chance, plus a whole bunch of other stuff, Supercross, Monster Jam. Eric's loaded for bear. We'll chat with him again, 64th Street in Greenway. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.